From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte.
Where are you guys based? LA or New York? I got Miami, baby.
Everybody from Florida wanted to record for Henry Stone. It was crazy.
That's from a documentary making its premiere today at the Miami International Film Festival. It's called The Record Man, and it chronicles the life and work of the late record producer Henry Stone and Miami's TK Records. Here's the thing, even if you don't know who Henry Stone was, if you're a music lover, you absolutely know the hit records he's responsible for. You just heard a bit of one of them, Casey and the Sunshine Band's Get Down Tonight. In the studio with us is the director of the film, South Florida filmmaker Mark Moorman. Mark, it is great to have you in here.
It's really nice to be here.
Why was it important for you to make this film?
Henry's history is truly the history of music in Miami. And it goes back 70 years, and that's what we tell that story in this film. It's 70 years of history through Henry Stone here in Miami.
And one startling moment in the film is when Stone himself is describing his early days as an A&R man, basically a talent scout.
Correct.
And here's how he tells it. And just a warning, the following contains some strong language.
And I took Charles Brown up to Ben Pollock, and I said, I think we should record this guy. And he looked at me and he said, Henry, take your nigger and get the hell out of here. I don't want no black people on my label. I said, goodbye.
That eagerness to sign and record black artists, how well would that serve Henry Stone over his entire career?
He didn't have a prejudiced bone in his body. And you see in the film, a lot of the artists are African American. And Henry just didn't think about people in terms of black and white. He just thought about hit records.
And his career, it reads like a who's who of 70s pop hits. It was one after the other. It was KC, Betty Wright, Anita Ward, Bobby Caldwell. What was the biggest hit Henry Stone had?
Well, certainly Rock Your Baby took the world by storm. That introduced disco to the world. Harry Wayne Casey, better known as Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band, wrote the tune, and George McRae happened to walk into the studio, and Casey had him hum the melody, and he realized as soon as he heard George's voice that he was the right one to record it, and that song was number one all over the world in over 50 countries.
So, after all those gold and platinum records and all that success, what brought the curtain down on TK Records?
Comiskey Park on the south side of Chicago. Between games of a doubleheader, there was a disco demolition night put on by a radio DJ. And they blew up disco records and were burning disco records. And the whole thing turned into a bit of a riot on the baseball field and made national news. And almost overnight, disco came crashing down, and with it, TK Records came crashing down.
Stone's been credited with creating what's become known as the Miami Sound. How would you describe what that is?
There's a cultural identity down here that we all share, and it plays out in the music down here, and it really is a cultural stew, and it's made up of jazz and blues and rock and salsa and junkanoo, and all those things came together to create what was known as the Miami Sound.
Well, perhaps we should let Henry Stone himself have the last word on what it is.
The Miami Sound was the 70s, and nobody can take that away from us.
Amen. I've been talking with Mark Moorman, director of The Record Man, a documentary about the life and work of legendary Miami music producer Henry Stone. The film makes its world premiere today at the Regal 17 Miami Beach during the Miami International Film Festival. You can also catch it at O Cinema Miami Beach on Thursday. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMattei.